Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, January 15th, 2021. Top stories for today. DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng today demanded the government to reveal on what had happened to the 17 billion ringgit COVID-19 fund approved in the 2021 budget and how much of it had been utilized. He warned that more Malaysians will be infected with the COVID-19 and the number of deaths will increase if the Health Ministry abandons the full and comprehensive implementation of the 3Ts, testing, tracing and treatment. The One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB audit tampering trial involving former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak and former 1MDB President and Chief Executive Officer Arul Kandos Kandasamy, which was scheduled to continue on Monday, will be postponed to February 22nd following the implementation of the Movement Control Order. Four Perlis Executive Council EXCO members are under home quarantine pending the results of their COVID-19 screening test. Perlis Menteri Besar Dato' Sri Azlan Mann said the four EXCO members had attended the Padang Besar UMNO Division Delegates meeting last January 3rd, which was also attended by the Deputy Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Dato' Zahidi Zainul Abidin, who was confirmed positive for COVID-19 last Wednesday. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 are to begin virtual meetings with their Chinese hosts from a hotel in Wuhan, China today. Meanwhile, Angela Merkel pushed for a significant tightening of restrictions to slow the infection rate as Germany's total coronavirus cases topped 2 million today. It also reported another 1,113 COVID-19 fatalities, taking the overall death toll up to 44,994. India's homegrown coronavirus vaccine will be rolled out from tomorrow, even though clinical trials haven't been completed. Although the Indian government assures the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, the main opposition Congress party accused the government of putting lives at risk. In early January, New Delhi greenlighted Covishield, a version of AstraZeneca and Oxford University's shot made by India Serum Institute, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.